What's the rabbanon?
According to
Shitas Rambam.
According to Shitas Rambam, that any stuff that is on the Doraisa level is put as a Doraisa.
So therefore, what? So the din of sex veiko comes out to be what? Sava de rabbanon lekula. Anyone understand the Maran Kalava right now? Anyone understand what the Maran Kalava did? He wasn't just taking two random dinim of when you're Chayav Levar to Efshel Levar. Maran Chalava was saying something totally different. Perhaps Maran Chalava was saying one Yesoy. You know what the Yesoy of sex faker is? It's also Sofit Darabon Lekula. And if I'm telling you every Sofit Darabon Lekula, you have to be Levar, so Mamela comes out. Every sex faker, you have to be Levar. That Yesoy that we brought out from the Prima Godim against the Rashba and Das HaRambam, that something that arises in the Chumra is only the Rabbanon and Mela, every Shakseka comes out to be something the Rabbanon and Kula. That is exactly why the Maram Chalava spoke the way he did. In our Sugya that said, Efshel Levarer, we have to be Machmer in two cases, every something the Rabbanon and Kula, and therefore a byproduct of that is that every Shakseka you have to be Levarer. This Maram Chalava is so much deeper than we actually thought. You saw this. And it could be, Ramoisai, that if you hold like Maran Chalava, so then Memela, you give a rationale why every sex fake you have to be Mevar. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. Maybe that's what Rashi holds at the beginning of Sukkos. And if you hold the sex fake as Mitam Ro, maybe you're not Mechuyiv to be Mevar. Maybe you're not. When are you Mechuyiv to be Mevar on Ro? That's what we learned on Dalad and Dalad. When it's a Mira Motsoi, when there are other factors. That's what the Ram says, but a rope? Why do you have to actual bar? No, relax, follow the rope. But not something the Rabban Lakula. And what's that based on my side? And what's the Yisrael of the Maran Chalava based on? Every Suffolk the Rabban Lakula is not the Torah's father, it's the Torah's Suffolk. Mela, it's like a Sashish Latino, like Masaf Beitza. It's a nigga. It's all a nigga. All one nigga. Yeah.
We had, like we were saying yesterday, Mr. Rosowalski, we have the opportunity to bar.
What did we say for Rav
Zelotsky?
We were just saying that we thought that maybe the Davar Shesh HaMatir is a Hezber in the Maran Chalava. Yeah. Similar.
According to Rav Zelotsky, that when you have the ability to use this,
like
the
Davar Shesh HaMatir,
you use
right.
It, not
right. That's only if you hold. Right.
That's
only.
That's the same thing
that Rav Zelotsky gave up. Yeah, exactly. That's what we said yesterday, right? Right?
Same
Yisrael. We're using the Gemara by Davar Shesh HaMatir to explain the logic of why you have to be a Mevar of a Makom where you have a Safi Darabon HaKula. That's only assuming that Safi Darabon HaKula is not a Torah's Vali, it's a Torah's Safi. That is a Tzad Chiyuv. The Tzad Isser. Depending on what your Safi is. What?
Same thing about
the Safi is. It's a Safi Darabon HaKula, a Mevela. Safi Darabon HaKula, it's a Torah's Safi. It's a Mevela. I have to be a Mevar. Oh! What Jack pointed out is another Shiloh in the Rishonim. I'm not going to get into this Ramosa because it's too much. But there's a discussion among, what?
Isn't one of the cases where the Oraisa one's talking about that you're allowed to have it after Shabbos?
No, that was Mukta.
What?
Mukta. Mukta Darabon. Okay, everybody say. This might also have to do with exactly what Jack's saying. It's Vex Feka by Davar Shesh HaMatir, but I'm not going into that. That's for when we learn dates. Okay. Yeah.
According to the Meshach Chacham, how does that connect to he holds that you don't need to be Mevar, right?
No, I don't think the Meshach Chacham was taking a tzad in whether you have to be Mevar. I was just using the Meshach Chacham. He's just saying a different rationale to why every Safi Darabon Lekula is not violating Lai Sasser. So Memela, you don't have to come out. According to Meshach Chacham, it's not necessarily true that you're Pater B'Tarah is Ba'adai. It's a totally different reason why we get to the conclusion that every Safi Darabonan you're not violating what's on. So Rabbi Isai, that's within the Chiddush of the Maran Chalava. That's the only reason we have on the books that dealt with this question. But it wasn't the only Achron that dealt with this question. Comes along to Shara Melech, and he suggests an entirely different approach. Option B. Forget everything that we discussed, Rabbi Isai, forget everything that we spoke about. A new mahalach in our city. Comes along the Shach, and his Kali Saksveka, when he's telling you all of these, he basically gave a shiur similar to what we've been doing the past week. Samadhar Abon Alakulus Saksvekas, that's not Mishimi Kofiud, all these Gishmak Sugyas, these Saidis in Hilchas Sveikas, Havlo in the Shachan says, yes, Safed Rabbanu Lekula. But that's only if you have a Safed Rabbanu Lekula, Rabbi Sai, that you don't have a Chazaka that's going against that Safed. This could play out, Rabbi Sai, in many different ways. Let's say I have a Safed about whether or not something is kosher or not. Two pieces. But I clearly have in this batch a Cheskas Issa. Can I be Mako and say Safed Rabbanu Lekula because at the end of the day, I'm just going to what? Violate at most an Issa Derabanan of cheese and milk? Of chicken and milk? Right? Do you say Safed Derabanan Lekula? It's up to Shachna. Safed Derabanan Lekula is if it's only Safed Derabanan Lekula. But Makum, it's going up against the Chazaka, Cheskas Isser, that would say Lechumra, then you can't be Machriya and say Safed Derabanan Lekula. Comes along the Pri Chadash, and he argues on the Shach. The Pri Chadash brings actually a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tes Amud Beis, the case of the Truma with the Chulin that falls into a thing, and he presents that it's even in a situation where what? Where it was Ischazik Yisura, there was a Chazaka going against, and you knew that one, that the batches had a Cheskas Issur and then it fell in. It's Ischazik Yisura, and he says, still we say and we paskin. Safed Rabbanu Lekula. Major machlokes between the Prichad, the Gedolei HaPoiskim, in Yeridei and Siman Kuf Yud, between the Prichadish and the Shach. You ask any Talmud Chacham Rabbi Yisai, what's the din of Safed Rabbanu Lekula b'makom Chazaka? They'll tell you machlokes Shach Prichadish. Machlokes Shach Prichadish. Right? What does that have to do with us? What are we doing over here? What do we have over here? Says the Maram Chalava, we have a sugya of Cheskas Obadek Eim Chazaka. Let's play it out. I'm going up to the hotel, everybody say, which hotel are we in these days? Give me a hotel, give me a new hotel, I need a new hotel.
The Durau,
where's that?
Miami.
Kashif? Okay, the Durau. And what? I go up to the program director of the Durau and they say new. What? We already refreshed, no? Oh, I thought you refreshed. Everybody said we're gonna refresh. We need a little dispatches. Okay, we're refreshing right now. Derabana Lekula, but going up against Safed Derabana Lekula, you have a Cheska, you have a Chazaka that's going the opposite direction. So then what? So then we don't say Safed Derabana Lekula. Ooh. If so, perhaps we can answer the Maram Chalava's question. Why did the Gemara assume that there was a suffix over here? I asked the Baal Boss, the program director. No, you checked, you did a bdika. And he says, no, Safed Rabbanu Lekula. So what do I say back to him? No, it's a shach in Kol Yisrael Tzveika. The shach says, Safed Rabbanu Lekula is only if it's what? If it's a Safed Rabbanu Lekula. But if it's b'makom, it's k'neged, or what? A cheskas iser. You can't be machri a Safed Rabbanu Lekula. He says to me, the shach, and I go, well, this is pretty good. I say the Prichadosh back there, he says, no, Shach, Prichadosh, I'm not going to the Shach. Right? Right? So he says to me, the Shach, no, I say to him, the Shach.
Yeah.
And I said, no, sorry, he says the Prichadosh, you're right. No, he has to know the Prichadosh. I say, come on, what kind of program is this? We pass him like the Shach, come on. It's a Prichadosh like a program. It's a Shach like a program. Right? So Shach, they said that the Soviet held. In Yerodea, important to say, Yerodea, when the Machlokes Shach and Taz, we follow Shach. That's why when we learned Yerodea by Reshechter, he was focused, Kimat, always on the Shach. He didn't do it every class. Like it was Mamish, the Shach was the Machlokes. It's important, everybody said, when you learn Halacha, you have to also get the Shemesh, because you're going to be left with a lot of knots that are untied. You know, that's what Chazal mean, Gadol Shemesh, Yosem Yilimud, you can learn from today until Gemara. You can learn a Gemara, Cheskas Bavit, and you could talk about everything you saw on the daf, but Rabbi said, you know, you have to analyze the Maram Chalav's kashas. You have to get to the easy side. So that's what Rav Shechter said that the Soloveitchik taught that you should machir like a shach and all these
shach. Ashkenaz.
Yeah. And he was a kohen, but he died very young. He died at the age of 52. The Taz is also Ashkenaz.
All of them are from Poland.
Yeah. The Taz was the son-in-law of who?
Rush.
No.
Rush.
The Tur, good. The Tur was the son-in-law of the Rush. No, it's the son of the Rosh.
Yeah.
But those are in the Rishonim. Who is the Taz, the son-in-law of? Right? The Bach. Who said the Bach? The Bach. Yeah, good. What was the story? Anyone know the story? I said this story in Shir a few years ago. Who was here? I don't think anyone was here. So the story has it that the Bach was giving Shir. The Taz was learning by the Bach. You remember this, David? The Bach was giving Shir. Listen to the story. This is good. Come on. The Bach was giving Shir. The Taz was listening. And the Bach's daughter came into Shir. You hear this? And she says, oh, what'd she say? It's time to say to Birkas HaLevana. Is that the story? I might be killing the story right now. So basically, the crux is basically, is that she walked in and she brought a glass of water, I think, to the bath. And he started giving shvach to his daughter as she's about to lay aleches and always, you know, being mitznias, and she was mamish like she's such a shena girl, mamish like the levana. So the Taz apparently in the middle of the shir says, Efshul Kaddish is a levana. Kachai, that's the maisa. That was the maisa. I said it last year. Mamish, she's mitznias. She doesn't, you know, to shine her own light, and she just does, and she helps us. And the Taz says, Efshul Kaddish is a levana. All right, but it's like, you can't ask me those kashas. But that was the Taz of the son-in-law of the Bach. Oh. So the Boisai comes along the Shara Melech, and he says that's the territory. He said it's the Kakasha and Afdaladim and Vays. Why don't you say fundamentally, who cares? Kaskasa Bodo gave Kaddos Bodo. Why don't you say Safek the Rabbanon? Lekula, Zakta Sharon Melech. You can't say Sabdarbana Lekula. Why? Because it's Kenegat a Chazaka. It's Kenegat a Chazaka? What Chazaka? It's Kenegat and it's Chazi Yisur, Rabbi Isai? What Kenegat Chazi Yisur? Uh-oh, Rabbi Isai! Uh-oh! So comes along the Ramah. Yeah.
But how do we say there's a
Cheskasisim?
Yeah, but there's a Cheskasbad.
We don't know if there's a Cheskasbad. So the shaila is, before Cheskas Obodek or not, when I'm walking into this program, do I have a Cheskas Issa that I'm going up against? I don't want to use Cheskas Obodek, I just want to use Safed the Rabbanon Lekula. So is there a Cheskas Issa? Basically what? Does this house have a chazaka of having chametz within it? Anyone have any answers to that? Tzvi, you have anything to say about that? Is there a chazaka that this house always has chametz? Oh, Beis Yosef, who in the Beis Yosef? We're going to say a little better. The Magen Avraham! What's he talking about, Rabbi Yisrael? What's he talking about? Oh, what sugya? Come on, Rabbi Yisrael. It's all one sugya.
Yeah,
I mean it. Shuto kamash shmol.
If it's the 14th, then it's...
Well, what's the case? What's the case? What does the Magen Avraham say? Shad in the Gemara where? On an aleph. They have to be achriya. Frek the bach beis Yosef. Why are over here they have to be mevar? Why do I even have to talk if the guy's available? Because what? So the Rana is mouth because it's a what? Mira Matzoi. But according to what? According to the Magen Avraham, it's a totally different shot. You know the reason why this isn't like Trefus where you don't have to check, where you don't have to be a Mavar? It's because there's no Chazaka that this animal is a Trefa. The animal is a fully fine animal, and why should you assume that there's a Trefus over here? Mashe Enkein said to Magen Avraham when it comes to what? When it comes to Chametz on Pesach. Every other day of the year, this what? This house is Becheskas what? Chametz, you guys, I saw your apartments. You're a bunch of slobs. You got chips over here, and you got granola bars over there, and you got deli sandwiches. You don't even have that. You're so lazy to throw it out. I deal with the issues after you get married. I speak to these wives. They didn't see your dorm rooms. I saw your dorm rooms. Says the Magen Avraham, this is Becheskas Chametz. This is Becheskas Chametz. So according to what? Zot the Shach Melech, Lefi the sight of the Shach, that you don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula, by what? By a cheska sister, that's the answer to our sugya. You don't need to come on to a maron chalav. Even if you hold what? Even if you hold like Tosis, that's something the Rabbanu Lekula Bashal Vara, you don't have to be Mavara. Or like she decided, I did. That's something the Rabbanu Lekula, you don't have to be Mavara. I still can be Mazra my sugya. How are we going to be able to Mazra our sugya? Through the Shach. Through the Shach and through the Magen Avraham. Not so fast. Why could the Maran Chalava say like that? Why did the Maran Chalava have to prove like this? So number one, David Rubin's going to tell me, maybe he holds like a pre-chodesh. Maybe he holds that what? Yeah. Something to Rabbanu Lekula, even B'makom Chazok, you're not free. I don't know if I want to say that. Why don't I know if I want to say that? Because everybody says, I want to understand the words that I'm saying. I don't want to just throw around these Maran Chalavas. Shach, pre-chodesh, sound yeshivish, geshmak, impressed, try to get a shidduch out of this one. No. I want to actually understand what I'm saying. I want my relationship with that Kodesh Baruch to be vayitim yachsiv yitim. I want it to be something real. I don't want to be fake. Just plop down some shittas and just call it a day. No. That's an ace of the Mahalach. I want it to be real. I want it to be inherent value. Why would one say like the Shach, or why would one say like the three chodesh? Give me a smart. Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. Can you say Safik the Rabbanan Lekula b'makom where there's a cheskas issa keneged? Zok the Shach, no. Zok the Prichadosh, yes. So David Ruin walked over to me in Seder, and he says, I don't understand the Shach. I don't say the Shach. Chazaka exists midaraisa, right? Chazaka is a real din, right? Chazaka exists midaraisa. Yeah, Chazaka is machri, right? How do you know Chazaka, Rabbi Yisai? What's the source for Chazaka? Who knows? What's the source of Chazaka, Rabbi Yisai? You gotta know this. Where is it Chulin? What's the source of Chazaka? I know you know. What's the source of Chazaka? No. Mitzoyro. Tzaras. Bais HaMenuga. What happens over there, Rabbi Yisai? The Kohen walks in and he sees a bad lesion on the house. And he walks out, and once he walks out, right, he has to save all, he has to walk out, and he has to let you get all the stuff out, and then what? He passes down in the Bais his tummy, and you have to deal with it however it says in Bais Mitzvah. The Bais HaMenuga, right? Back to Gemara, maybe it changed. Maybe it got smaller. How do you know? How do you know it's still the same size? Zok to Gemara, Mikan Shaz Lina Basar Chazok. If the last known reality was a certain presentation, that's what I go with halachically, even though it's not necessarily the status quo right now, and it might have changed. Chazaka, that's one of the ways that we tell you to deal with your sveikas. Chazaka. So ask David Rubin a fascinating question. I don't understand. If you can follow a chazaka when it comes to a safek or a raisa, so avada you should say like the shach. So avada when it comes to a safek or a bana, you should follow a chazaka. How could the pre-chadash say what he's saying? David's asking a good question. If Torah is telling you when it comes to Sfeikas midaraisa, ishes nishes, dinim midaraisa, real McCoys, that it's what? We follow Chazaka. So how could the pre-chadash actually look straight in the face of the Shach and say, even the makom Sufik, I'm going to ignore the Chazaka to say Sufik Rabbanu Lekula?
There's nothing there. It's
an adenobah. Excellent. You hear, everyone hear what Yosef said? Julian, that's what you're going to say? Safik Darabon and Lekula cannot be Darabon.
Rabbi.
That's the Ramban's cash. You have a concept, Safik Darabon, right? The kasha on that is if every drabbanan is touching on a deraisa, so why isn't it sabi deraisa? But avada sabi drabbanan is a kula, right? Somehow we're going to get it to be drabbanan. He might go the root of the shmeitzi, he might go the root of the lechem mishnah, he might go the root of the meshech chachma, but somehow you're going to have to neutralize that kasha. And sabi drabbanan the kula is going to be totally mutter, and there's not going to be a deraisa, right? That's the answer. That's the avenue of how to get around that kasha. It's not anymore going to be touching lo sasser. For whatever reason. It's not going to be a Safi Derech. Right? But Rabbi Yisai Yosef said something fascinating. Perhaps this is more one sugya than we actually could have even imagined what this one sugya is. Perhaps what? perhaps every Suffik Drabana Lakula, according to the Rechadash, could even withstand the Chazakah against David Rubin's Kasha, even though a Suffik Daraisa, you would have to be Machriya La'achmir to have a base on a Chazakah. How could I differentiate between the two? Isn't it a Kal V'Chaymer? The Teretz says it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. They're not Shaykh at all. Because by Suffik Drabana Lakula, the Prechadash can say like the Lech Mishnah. And he could say, it's not a Suffik. It's Mitaras Vadai! Safi Drabana Lakula Kachistu Milchar Chila! That there's no Isra, there's no Chiyu! The male, I could even go, if you have a Chazakah, Chazakah is only relevant if I have a what? Remember this, Rabbi Saif, for when you learn Baba Mitzvah, for when you learn Hilchus Chazakah, for when you learn Hilchus Fakis. Chazakah is only relevant if what? If I have a Safik. If I have a Shiloh. Don't tell me that I should change my whole. Maybe I should come home right now. I bought my house from a goy. Maybe I should say, you know what? Chazakah tells me that all of my counters are treif. That all of my stoves are, and all my oven is aser. You know why? Because Aslinim Basar Chazakah, the last known reality, Parshas Mitzrayim tells me that the last known reality should lie further. What are you, nuts? You don't have a suffix. You kashered it and you never had any like this a suffix after that. Chazakah is not going to be relevant if there's no Sveikas. So the Vela, the Prechadash is going to say every Suffik Darabanan Kula has the same Lumdis. Works like that. The Vela, I don't have a Suffik. More Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael, one second, let me just finish. The Maram Chalava held what? I asked the Kasha, what did I ask? Why did the Maram Chalava, why did he have to now come on to this new answer? Of saying that there's a new Yisoy, that every Suffik Darabanan Lakula, if it's Efshel Levarer, you have to be Mevarer, right? Right? So now, who does the Maram Chalava? The Maram Chalava, the Maram Chalava that said that by every Suffik Darabanan Lakula is Efshel Levarer. So now we're saying, why wouldn't everyone say just the simple answer of saying that it's Suffik Darabanan Lakula? B'makom chazaka, and therefore it's aser. So now we're suggesting, what do you mean? If you hold like the pre-chadash, so then what? So then, there's no suffix. So b'meila, the chazaka won't be machriya. So every suffix there, b'makom lakula, b'makom chazaka, you can still be meiko. So we can't answer that the Maram Chalava holds like the pre-chadash, because fundamentally, Rabbi said, we are saying that both the Shach and the Maram Chalava, in both of their yisaydas, are coming out to the same yisayd. That what? The reason why we're being machriya lahachmir by a chazaka, and the reason why we're being machriya lahachmir by an efshel levura according to Maram Chalava, is because we understand the nature of suffik derabanan lakula to be what? To be usher, to be have it sad lahachmir because of its betarah suffik. Yeah, David.
But if we're saying like the suffik derabanan is a vada, and then it beats out a chazaka.
So then that would be an answer for us.
But then why would you need to be levara?
What?
Why would you need to be levara?
No, you wouldn't.
But then how's that all the
ground? No, if I care. David's asking, I'm sorry. I said, according to the Brichadosh, you're right. According to David's 100% right. If the Hezber of the Brichadosh, in that Suffik Darabanan Lakula is Betaras Vadai, so then what? So then you're stuck. You can't take the root of the Maram Chalava, and you can't take the root of what? Of the Shach. That's for sure. So Rabbi said, you hear what David's pointing out? David's saying we're in a dead end. We answered according to the Shach. We answered according to Maram Chalava, and there's a common denominator between those Yisodas and the way you're learning Hilchos Sveikus. But if you understand like the Prechadosh, and you're saying that the Varna Prechadosh is like the Lecha Mishnah, that Safi Darabanan Lakula is what? Is Betaras Vadai. So Bein according to the Lecha Mishnah, Bein according to the Prechadosh, so you're stuck to square one. You have a Kasha on our Sugya. How are you going to answer the Maram Chalava's Kasha? You don't have an answer to Lerure, and you don't have Chazakah to answer for it. So David's asking on Bam Kash. Bam Kash.
David?
Yeah.
You see the Maram Chalava goes into Rashba. That the Suffik Darabanan is like a rove.
No. The Rashba was saying a Svek Sveka is like a rove. Suffik Darabanan can't be a rove. It's 50-50 in front. I have two pieces.
Not holding you need to be in the R of Suffolk, it's not against the Chazaka?
He's not talking about that. He's just saying, he's just the Maram Chalav. Rabbi Yisai, how do we paskin legabe the shaila of the Maram Chalav? About the shaila, about the Shach and the Pre-Chadosh? Who's right? If we had this debate on Erev Pesach, me and the program director, he tied as the Pre-Chadosh and I tied as the Shach. Who's right, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone have any chachros from the Mishnah Berurah?
And him.
What?
He's right.
Why is he right? We have a riot from the Mishnah Berurah where? In Ochos Kirishma. Mishnah Berurah talks about the Isser of what? Of saying, Dvarim Shemekdusha, of saying Kirishma, the Makum Tzaya or the Makum Meraglayim. And the post can tell us that Meraglayim is a Shailim Derabanan, is not as Chomer as Tzoa. And if you have a Safek, even if you know and it was a Schazek, that it was there, says the Mishnah Berurah Me'ikar Adin. If you don't know if it's still there right now, what? You could be Mako, since Meraglayim is only Midrabanon, that what? You could be Mako, that even B'makom Chazaka, we could say Safi Drabon Lekula. So fascinating. A fascinating Mishnah Berurah that was Machriya Legabe Dishaila of the Pri Chodesh and the Shach, La'aloch. So Rabbi Yisai, if that's the case, and if the Pri Chodesh is right, and if we're paskin like the Pri Chodesh, so it's a Geshmaka Hezber, I'm not saying it's wrong. The Yisoid that we explained of the Shach being a Pshat for our Gemara is a Geshmaka Pshat, but it's not going to help us La'alocha. Not only is it not going to help us La'alocha, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not even sure that the whole Yisoid of the Shach HaMelech and this Yisoid of the Shach is correct. Why am I not sure it's correct? See, Rabbi Yisai, we were convinced in the last sugya that the Magen Avraham is the only shita when it comes to analyzing this house. Again, we have a suffix, Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the status of this house. What's the nature of this house? Every other day of the year, do we treat it like these guys in this room that are a bunch of slobs? That now we say, oh, there's pastrami sandwiches hanging from the rafters. Right? You guys, remember what I taught Chul Niraday last year, Rabbi Yisai? Who has the best shilas? Best shilas are you guys, not the people in the kitchen, in Fairlawn, in the shuls. I get, I use the spoon for this. This week I got a cover of a pot, a lid that was a geshmak shilas. Okay, I get occasionally, you know, geshmak. You know, we mix the pyre and the milk, but ultimately it's dealing with like clean pots. And dealing, but Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the yeshiva guys, the slobs, oh, it's geshmak. They use the same iron to put the grilled cheese sandwich and then to grill a burger together. That's mamish basar v'chalav d'araisa, according to the Kresi Uplesi, according to Prima Godim, Amevin Yavin, if you could have basar v'chalav d'araisa in the blias of the pot. Yeah. Ah, remember those days, remember? Yeah. Remember the blias of the pot? Can you have basar v'chalav? There's only a mosh.
Fire?
What?
Is there fire?
In the iron?
Is the pot?
Yeah, there's a hot, there's no bishel. There's no bishel, but it's l'kor, it's sleep. It's the same thing. Good, good. We have to get into all those sugyas. Geshmak. It keeps on going. So, yeah, and you know the shaila in the dira days that the guy stirs with this and he stirs with this. So do you say that a bli on this side affects this side? Hamiktus, hamkul. Geshmak is zachim, right? And then he puts it in his ear and it cleans it out. Yeah, all these different zachim. Fine. So also a gabi this shaila. Chomet, the house the rest of the year. This, in my house is a rule. You don't go upstairs with chametz. Your mamas don't go upstairs with chametz. Could be maker, and then there might not even be a chiyuv because chametz in most of my house. We do it alts minig. We do it alts minig. That might be one of the reasons the Rama tells us in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in Hilchos Pesach, that you should put around the 10 pieces that everyone thinks is only al pi Kabbalah. Some posts can think that the Bizman Hazeh might be maker adin because we're so makbid and we have so many cleaning ladies for our houses that mamish, how are you making a bracha right now? Okay, it's going to be a bracha levatola, so you have to put the bread in there in order to make it not a bracha levatola. Or, and there might be another chat why it's not a bracha levatola. We'll get to another one. But comes along the Ramah, in Hilchos Yeridei, in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, dealing with the halachas that we're going to get to in the next sugya, probably next week already. A fundamental, you say, everybody say, you think the Shas sugyas are over? The next sugya is Eidech HaNem of Yisur. Eidech HaNem of Yisur. Is an Eidech HaNem B'Yisurin Nemon Kineged Achazaka. You have a Cheskas Isser here, you have a Safek. You knew that one of these pieces were meat. You knew it's there, and now he's going to tell you, oh, that's the kosher one. Is he Nemon or not? So Ruba de Ruba the Rishayim say that Kineged Achazaka and Eidech is not Nemon. An Eid HaNeman can be mamin if you have a suffix, you never had a chazaka there. You never knew that it was also, there wasn't a last known reality, or it wasn't a schazik yisurah and it could be one of them. But, or one piece, suffix shal shuman, suffix shal chalav, I never knew that it was also. But if I know that there's an issa there, it's one out of two, and one of them is for sure also, the Eidach is not going to be. Or the assumption was that this is kosher, and then he's going to tell me now that it was machshir, so then an Eidach might not be Naman in such a situation. So that's the way the Ramah paskins. In Hilchos Yaradeh, Simen Kof Chazayin, the Simen on Eidach and Amisur. But then the Ramah ends the Simen. Did anyone see the Ramah? No one got to the Ramah? But boy, say, Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. Say that you'll see the Ramah. Sugi is going to go longer than I thought, Rabbi said. You see the Ramah, and then we have to get to the Magen Mishnah, the Rabbi Nedavid, back to Psachim Daf Tes, and then Mirtz Hashem, we're going to wrap up with the Yisoid that I had a Havamina, Rabbi said. I'm just prefacing this. I had a Havamina to start the year with this Yisoid. But I decided, and I'm going to wait till Daf Dalet, because as you see right now, there's a little bit of background they need for these Sugis. But Rabbi Yisai, can numani that this is the Yisoid for Meseches Pesachim, for our Perek, and for the Yontif of Pesach. In my opinion, this is the Yisoid Adol. Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, Mitzvah next week, we'll get back to this. I'm good.